This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. GLSEN Greater Cincinnati is a local chapter of the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network, and the organization is working for safe, respectful K-12 schools for all, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. And this Saturday, GLSEN will present a youth summit, a free all-day event that draws LGBTQ and allied youth from all over the Cincinnati area. And joining us to discuss the programs GLSEN offers and the upcoming youth summit are Tracy Bayless, GLSEN Greater Cincinnati trainer and board member, and director of leadership development with Youth at the Center and GLSEN Greater Cincinnati Youth Summit coordinator, Sean Jeffers. You can join us 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Tracy and Sean, good to see both of you today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Sean, GLSEN goes back, 27 years as a national organization? How did it get its start? What's its purpose?
Sure. So in Cincinnati, there was actually an organization called GLUE, Gays and Lesbians United for Education, that was designed for educators that were maybe gay or lesbian and looking for support. In 1995-96, GLSEN Greater Cincinnati became a chapter of the national organization when they started building out chapters. And so GLUE transitioned into a chapter of GLSEN. And I think when we talk about this idea, you read our mission, but simply put, I think when we talk about GLSEN, it's safe schools for all. And when we talk about safe schools for all, I think an important thing we want to highlight is the vast majority of the time research has shown that anti-gay language is used in schools. It's actually used against straight-identified students as a means of peer pressure. So a lot of our young men and young women in schools are experiencing harassment and bullying based on these terms. And then for our LGBTQ youth, they're sometimes the target, but sometimes they're just in proximity with it. And so I think when we work with schools, it's how do we create a safe environment that all of our students can feel that they can come to learn and not be attacked for some aspect of their identity.
So that's the biggest challenge that LGBTQ students face is harassment, bullying, that...
I think that they definitely encounter that. And so on a daily basis, they then look at other youth who are using this, or sometimes it's adults in the building as well who are using anti-gay language or anti-trans language. And so oftentimes they're not feeling safe or feeling that they have a place to go. So that's a big thing. I think one of the things is that increasingly young people are better understanding identity markers around either being gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender or queer. Sometimes adults, it's a little more like they're a little more struggling around this. And so I think that's as well what we try to do at the Youth Summit specifically is not only provide workshops for youth, but also for the youth or for the adults who support youth to be better able and equipped to understand terminology and best practices to support young people.
Tracy, talk about your role with GLSEN.
I'm a member of the board for GLSEN Greater Cincinnati. I've been a member in some way since 2010. I did my internship with them in my undergrad, so I just stayed. It was wonderful work. So I've been there ever since. I've been certified to do professional development trainings and also handle a lot of the community engagement for GLSEN.
Mm-hmm. What kind of impact is GLSEN having? How effective do you think it's been?
I would say the two biggest things that we've been able to do is, one, we have a weekly youth group, meets every Monday night at Mount Auburn Presbyterian Church near UC, and it's not religious in nature. They donate the space. It's open to all young people. But for a lot of young people, they don't have peer support, or at least maybe students in their school who they can always talk to. So the weekly youth group has been really important. The young people know they're not alone. And then as well, I've seen the shift happen over the past – I've been a volunteer since 2007. I've seen the shift happen over the past 10 years that increasingly schools are saying, like, we want this conversation. We want to do the right thing by our students, and we need to know what that is. And so wanting the best practices, wanting the resource. So I think that as society has shifted and there's more young people exploring aspects of their gender and sexuality, that schools have tried to be responsive to that. And so I think those are the two areas I would say GLSEN has really made an impact in, both helping educators and helping students.
And Tracy, in the group that you're working, what particular topics are you dealing with?
For Youth Summit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for Youth Summit, I'll be working with Lisa Fair to put on a couple of workshops that are geared more towards parents and educators rather than the youth themselves. The first one will be advocating for your LGBTQ child, whether it be in schools or anywhere else. I think a lot of times parents and allies and guardians want to help, but they don't really know where to start. So we're going to talk about how they need to approach this issue and help them become aware of their child's rights, and also the people that they need to go to in order to make things happen for their kid. A lot of times they need resources provided to them, and what it looks like to be an advocate for their child. So we're going to go over that. And then we're also doing one that is in creating inclusive classrooms for K through 5 students, which is geared towards educators. And a lot of times it's a lot about small steps with language that can make a great impact so that elementary students feel safe and supported. Like Sean said, a lot of times in the elementary level, we're getting a lot of gender nonconforming and transgender students that teachers are saying, we want to help and we want to provide a safe space, but we really don't know what that looks like or
how
to do that.
We're not sure how to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So we want to give them the resources they need. And so we're going to be going over what that looks like as well.
You know, today it seems like there's, Sean, it seems like there's more awareness about the issue of gay, lesbian, transgender, the LGBTQ issues.
Yeah.
It seems there's a lot more awareness and acceptance of it. I'm just wondering, do you see it that way? Do things seem to be better than they were, say, 5, 10 years ago?
Definitely, I think there has been growth and progress in that area. I think also, though, I think sometimes it can still feel like just the process of coming out and sharing with someone that you happen to be gay or sharing with someone that you happen to be transgender, gender nonconforming, can almost seem like a political act because a lot of pieces of identity have been very politicized. Mm. So sometimes it's just the act of existence can feel that way. And so that's actually this year why we chose the theme Exist, Insist, Persist for the GLSEN Greater Cincinnati Youth Summit. And all three quotes that are inspiring Exist, Insist, Persist are actually from James Baldwin, who is a Black gay writer and talked a lot about his identities and that intersectionality. And I think that's an important part that we want to let young people know, regardless of how you identify, if you're LGBTQ, if you're an ally, if you're questioning, if you're curious, the Youth Summit's open to all young people because, you know, too many young people, I think, sometimes feel like they have to go at it alone. And adults as well. One of the things that's sometimes said is that when a young person comes out, an adult feels like they go in the closet, particularly a parent. So if a child is maybe transitioning and they run into a parent, you know, another family friend or something at a Kroger, and then they're like, hey, how's your child? And they maybe use their old name if they're transitioning, and then they're not sure how to have the conversation or where to go. And so I think that's when Tracy talks about, like, you know, helping even give basic resources is an important part.
Yeah. Is a lot of the problem that a lot of times these kids just feel like they're alone. They're out there on an island by themselves, that they need to know there are other people going through the same thing.
I think representation is very crucial, especially like whenever we're talking about inclusive K through 5 classrooms. It's not a big, huge thing that they have to do. It's about, you know, we get a lot of times people saying, well, you know, what are you talking about in sexuality at ages K through 5? Well, a lot of times it's not about the student themselves when you're talking about sexuality. It's mm-hmm. about their families, because we have all kinds of families. And if a child has two moms or two dads, it's important that they see those types of families represented in their classrooms so that they don't feel different or othered whenever things come up. So I think it's about taking small steps in the way that you speak to your students and the language that you use, and also about the construction of your classroom and how you're representing different types of families.
And the summit is on Saturday, Sean?
Yeah, it's Saturday, September 23rd at Northern Kentucky University Student Union. It's free, open to all youth and adults who support young people. You can go to GLSEN, G-L-S-E-N, GLSEN, G-L-S-E-N, Cincinnati.org. So GLSEN, Cincinnati.org, and free to register. You can also walk in and register at the door. And there will be signs at NKU pointing you to the student union when you come on campus.
And Tracy and Sean, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tracy Bayless, GLSEN Greater Cincinnati trainer and board member, and director of leadership development with Youth at the Center, and GLSEN Greater Cincinnati Youth Summit coordinator Sean Jeffers. There is also a link to more information about the GLSEN Greater Cincinnati Youth Summit at wvxu.org.